First start to move. There you go. Now you're on. Okay.
All right. Marta Miller.
Lisa Granlin.
Sally Bull.
Sheila Lawrence.
Sheila Picor.
That's it.
Welcome, everybody.
Probably should
Kurt and Seth.
Do I have anything to say? Hi, Kurt Kamari. Pain in the ass.
Lori Shepherd, visitor.
Welcome. Okay, we got to get us guys into organizing the board. I spoke to a lot of you, and I'd like to keep it as is if we can.
I don't know who as is.
I was the chairman. I think Dave Selda was the vice chairman, and we had weren't you secretary or
no,
something?
No,
it was Peter. Peter was it over there? It was Peter over there, I think.
Who was the clerk? I think it might have been Helen Fields.
No, I didn't. No, she was.
Okay, how many old minutes? Who was there?
No, I didn't. It's been so long.
It's been 5 to 7 years, probably.
What's that?
5 to 7 years since there's been a Conservation Commission meeting.
Yeah.
No kidding.
No.
What did you get into?
So I don't know. We'd have to research out who that was. I would have never volunteered for secretary or clerk.
Want to volunteer now to be the secretary?
No.
Was Marty on this?
I don't like
was
Marty.
Marty's
on
it.
Marty hasn't been here in I don't know how many years.
And who else?
Was he up with you or is he still on?
He's been on it for like 20 years probably, but I don't know if he's ever come to a meeting.
How many members are we supposed to have in this?
Seven.
Dave and Marty,
so we need four.
Thank you.
Okay,
so Dave, we're at five.
He had some land on the other side of the river, Marty.
That's way up on East Road.
Yeah, he was on back then, but that's probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I mean, so should that position be open?
But he hasn't came once. I've been on the board. I haven't seen him once.
I mean, you guys can decide all that.
We can make new rules, correct?
Yeah,
I'm making one right now. If you don't attend 5 meetings, you're off.
Sounds like a good rule.
Or about 5.
That's right. No, I'm serious. If you want to be on,
it presents
a problem.
Without like a medical reason.
Medical or whatever is good.
The problem is there was just never any meetings, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if you guys want to reach out to him or something, that's okay.
Well, okay, Sally made a motion to
second
Martin be
unacceptable absences.
Dismissed.
Right.
Five.
All right.
Do I have a second?
I think is because we need to have that vote.
Lisa is the second.
I mean, we need that person for the vote.
Yeah. So then we'll get a letter out to him, Lori.
I guess, are you clerk?
Kurt?
So
in
the past we had a lot of back and forths about, you know, what the board should do or whatever. There was a lot of people that just wanted it to be a passive board. I kind of viewed it more as a board that can consult other boards, right? I mean, you have an authority within your board, but I mean, if you were able to change policy or something like that, you could just advise like the select board or the planning board or whatever. That's kind of how I view the other people that were on at the time, like Lars and a few other people, wanted it as I don't know what it was. It was just I'd come down here and talk, I guess.
We got SITS, 2, 4, 6. Dave just didn't make it.
No, Marty's also not here.
Marty,
Marty. Right. So you just voted him off.
Oh no, I did not vote him off.
He
should get a letter.
Explain what you guys are.
Right.
You know, capable of doing it.
Marty should get a letter.
Right.
Ask him if he still wants to be on the board, and if he doesn't, would he just send a little letter of resignation?
And then we'll settle it that way with him. So in the end, we'll need one more person.
Okay. Right. I mean, it's totally fair.
Who seconded her motion?
What's that?
Me.
Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, on the surface, when the name is Conservation Commission, it sounds like you only talk about conservation, which is the case. I mean, it could be history, talk about roads, I mean, a lot of different things you could talk about.
Well, I brought it up when I was talking with Lisa. We were talking, and I said I'd like to see, to have our roads checked, but I also would like to say where some of the properties have the bigger fields and stuff, let's check and see if there's any coming out.
I mean, the road map that we have is kind of old and outdated and hard to understand. I mean, that's just an idea, something that you could work
You can't follow any of that through the new maps? I mean,
you could.
Did the property.
Just like a hand-drawn one that we hand out that's in like our town.
Well, I don't know why you think that's
that
a problem.
That one right there?
It's just a little. I mean, it's confusing. It's not necessarily that one, but it's similar to that, and then it just has different highway numbers on it.
Well, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should look at doing a nice new map.
Just ideas.
Town. But we have all those maps we had done up there for the property.
Right.
That she should have all of those
resource.
For the roads.
That's
yeah.
a good that's
resource.
That's a good idea.
We should be able to pull them off of there.
And I also see this board as a good board that can start talking about, it's not the Historical Society, but Conservation of History. So, you know, start talking about things in that realm. You know, how can we preserve some of the history we got? It's just locked in a closet, essentially.
And it should and it shouldn't be, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
It
should not. Where's the location or, you know, things like that can be your topics of conversation.
No, we had talked one time with you and that we were talking about it and
we should
going into what is growing.
We
you
have
know,
to find, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Flowers, what poison,
that's all,
and
I mean,
stuff
that's
like
also
that.
Conservation, if you want to talk about roadside invasives. I mean, that's something that you may be right. able to have some type of action for. Not that like everyone's going to go out and pull it out, but you could petition the state to just mow at different patterns like right. the town does. Dave and Mike mow earlier in the year before the stuff comes to seed. The state mows when it's at seed. And it's
you don't
want to
be
the mower, it just perpetuates it all down the line.
Also, I mean, I think it would be valuable information for just the general public when it's on your
yeah.
land to know how to deal with it. Because there have been a bunch of people who I've said, hey, don't pull out by hand because if you get the sap on you and then it's in the sun, you're going to get these horrible
yeah.
blisters. People had no idea.
Nope.
And I know there's a little sign down at the recycling center on the bulletin board about it.
There is.
But, yeah, but have you ever seen it?
I no.
know.
Right.
We never look at that
ago.
And people don't go. Yeah, and people don't always go and people don't always look at that bulletin board.
Right.
So, you know, some kind of information about that that is maybe,
so what,
I don't know, on the town
advise,
website.
What yeah. I would advise anybody that has land along the roadside is if you're into rewilding or whatever, that's fine. I'm into rewilding too, right? Right, Sheila? I let my grass grow on.
Are you into what?
I'm into rewilding stuff too, let the flowers and stuff grow, but don't do it on the road frontage.
Yeah.
Right? Do it out back, do it on the side of your house, mow right up to the edge of the road. You know, at least a 20-foot buffer, or this stuff will enter into your yard.
Well,
that's
what I did at Rums. I left along the edge of the road like that far now.
Yeah.
I left that along to stay up in the air.
Yeah.
And I get the rest of it.
And it's all about the timing, height of the mowers. I mean, there's just a lot of things that people that are mowing the grass don't want to take time to try to figure out. But.
Well, when we did the new mapping, and the state got, and they have so much, what is it, 50 feet from the middle,
right.
and you're mm-hmm. finding people there are not mowing on the side of the road because it's not mine.
You're right. Right, but
well,
they should because,
it's, they
because
should.
If that road was discontinued, the property owners on both sides own right to the middle. You take
that's right, but they will not. They will not mow it because
I,
the state
well,
owned,
just
and it looks bad.
That,
but
explain to them that they're running the risk of this stuff entering the yard.
Yeah.
It's progressed just in the last 3 years
yeah.
in town.
But they right. also had the thing over in, you know, I don't want to say Williamstown, no mow in May.
Right.
No more period?
Not in May.
Can it, the grass?
No, that's
not in May. Not
in Williamstown. That's what I'm
May,
saying about rewilding.
It's okay.
We need more competition. A lot of those.
We do that
well now.
Elbow.
That's what I'm saying about rewilding. It's kind of the same type of concept. But don't do it. All I'm saying is don't do it in the front yard. You know, like 25 feet from the edge of the road, basically. You should mow right down.
Well, you
mow
said, Kurt, you
road.
Said 20. Is it 20 or 25?
Well, whatever. It's a rough number. You know. Mow up, you know, 25 feet out.
The other okay. thing I'm thinking about is, should we go into the rules and regulations and look at back when trees fall from your property off into somebody else's, who's responsible for what of that tree?
I don't know how far you want to dig into laws that are going
to. That doesn't
you know,
have to do
people,
with anything with the conservation.
Yeah,
stand the hair up on people's necks. You know, I would try to fight things that you may be able to accomplish. Another invasive is the knotweed. I mean, you can hardly access the river anymore
yeah.
just because of all the knotweed that's grown. It was like two sprigs of it when I was a kid. Remember exactly where they were? It was like two sprigs of it right down here. So in 30 years, it's 30, 40 years, it's everywhere.
What is that stuff growing up?
It's some people call it bamboo. It's Japanese knotweed. It was a water garden ornamental.
Japanese root?
It's called something up in Nova Scotia, but they have it too.
Yeah, it was. It's a bad. It's taken over every river corridor. Basically, it was an ornamental for water gardens, like in the 70s and 80s.
Loose.
It just got loose, and a lot of Japanese stuff's invasive in water bodies.
It's terrible.
Purple loose.
It's coming right out.
So that's something we could come up with some kind of plan.
I don't know what that plan would look like, or it's just topics of conversation, basically.
Well, also, I mean, just looking into like how to, I mean, if you can't eradicate it, how to deal with it. Like,
right.
Just tell people, hey, you've seen this growing, chop it down. You know, things like that. I mean, I saw my first emerald ash borer the other day when I was hiking. Yeah, I was like, look at that pretty. Oh no!
I'm starting to lose 70-80-year-old ash trees.
So, I mean, I feel like that's another topic because there are certain things that people can do.
Anything in that realm is like, it's all open topic. It's
Laurie has a question. I'm sorry.
I have a good way to take care of Japanese knotweed.
Oh. It
makes good wine.
What'd you say?
Wine with it.
What?
Jackpot!
What'd you say? I don't know. I didn't cut
out.
Other than that, you got to cut it to the ground and cover it with a tarp for 2 years.
Yes. Yes.
Any special kind?
Or use your backhoe.
What about the cheapo one?
But then
the one you cook with, Laurie, or the one
that you do a backhoe?
The backhoe file is just going to take hold
again.
It's hard to kill something.
Well, that's okay. So, do we have any
recipe on our info?
I think we should.
Do
we have any old
fundraiser
maps that will show us where some of these old brooks come out?
I can show you where most of the brooks are. I don't have a map.
What's that?
I've walked up almost every one of these streams at one time.
So you have a map on that?
I don't have a map in my head.
Well, you think you can get that written out for us one day?
Maybe.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Tributaries into the river?
It just, you know, I think it's pretty nice to know where certain things are. Because if we have...
It's almost stem to stern on the north branch of the Hoosick River. There's more of it than there isn't at this point. And it's spreading.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's all topic of conversation about, I don't know what anybody's going to do about it short of herbicide and it all.
Well, we'll come up with a little committee.
If that's an option, then it would maybe be great for us to be able to research which kinds of herbicides are not going to then poison the river.
Right.
You know, which ones are less.
And that's the problem with herbicides.
Yeah, I know. So, but even if people were to know, I mean, again, I think, you know, if there's people living, I mean, you know, Matt and Clay, whatever, right over here, and their property goes to the river, and, you know, I know that, you know, they've chopped it, like, they've chopped down just to get access to the river, but they should be chopping it all down. They should throw a tarp down. They should, you know, people should know how it behaves.
One of your purposes can definitely be to spread educational material about this stuff, and people can do it or not do it.
Right.
And then over the course of time, you know, enough people do it where it makes a difference, basically.
Yep.
But it takes a long, I mean,
so basically you have
anything environmental, no matter what you're talking about, is all, and this is the problem with the whole environmental movement that doesn't take hold. It's all long view stuff, right? It's all down the road at a distant future. And you have to care enough now to concern yourself with what's going to happen 20 or 30 or 40 years from now. Otherwise, the whole thing just falls apart.
Yeah.
So that's essentially the problem with it, because we live in a me, 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 now. I want a quick pill fix society, so that's... It's hard for us to take hold, but if you gradually just educate people about, you know, what's wrong with the stuff, and then...
We do one step at a time. We could get a rubber boot on and go down
like,
and stick
know,
it up ourselves.
Remember Santa Claus is coming to town there with the big abominable snowman, and he's scared or whatever, and then they do this little song where you put one foot in front of the other.
Right? Run that by me again.
That's basically
what he goes. Yeah, I caught that one.
Yeah, so it's just one, everything is just one step at a time, but we just want everything like now. But,
well, that's what we're going to do. I can't say we. I would like to do one step at a time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, would we go off in just the main road first,
Or do we go one road at a time?
One road,
just with a conversation about it, and then, you know, maybe someone makes a few contacts at certain levels of different agencies to see if there's anything that can be done about it, if you're that ambitious. I mean, this board in the past has not been ambitious at all.
Who wants to get a hold of one of the boards upstate and find out what we can do?
They were getting ahead of ourselves.
That's right.
Well, all I know is I got a meeting with the...
When it comes to the history,
and that's in August.
You're probably losing your history because somebody of your age will know a lot because you've been here.
Yes,
Al. You've been here so long.
I have, I know.
As people come in,
right?
Like over generations, just like following genealogy.
Yeah.
My wife did a lot of genealogy. My generation is probably the last generation because my relatives came here over the last 2-3 generations. What's my generation? My son won't know anything.
No, that's true.
He didn't come in, he didn't know these people. I did. Mm-hmm. My parents, my grandparents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He really didn't
get
that.
You need to have
that. So you lose that. That's right. You get enough generations go by, we got enough people around. Your family goes way back in this town.
Yeah, and that one there goes back further than anybody.
Won't be any Lawrences that know any of the things that you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why you need to preserve it because you're.
I go back.
And you've been. She goes back further than anybody.
She's the blood of the Lawrence.
The blood family.
Well, she was here when we were a republic, right?
I think
she
so.
She married into the blood family. I was original.
She was the original, can you tell?
Like original sin?
Behave.
I mean, I think you guys could make a lot of progress. More progress than this board ever made if you just talk about historical type
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely, that's what we're going
to organize that type of stuff. And even if it's, like I said one time before, I suggested that you find someone that's technologically savvy, right? You organize all these photographs we have at some level, somehow, somewhere. And you post a few of them every month online and on the town website, Historical Society, whatever, Conservation Commission.
Yeah, I feel like our town website
is
underutilized.
And you post a few of them and almost have like a contest for people to say, you know, if it's certain locations in town or something, can you identify these people or can you identify these
Where are the photos so we can get them?
A lot of those pictures. A lot of the photos are all thrown in the school and it's very sad.
The old gym locker.
A lot of
these degrade too.
Yes.
If you don't take them
Digitize them,
do a new upgrade in technology, they just disintegrate.
We got to find a place for a lot of that.
Because we had the guy that bought the church over here, the black one, and we thought he was coming over to crab at us because we were pulling there with our tractors and our lawnmowers and stuff. And he just said that he was the new owner. And I said, oh, well, that's nice. You know, and then he was just like trying to figure out exactly what was in the driveway where Stan grew up, and he lived in the parsonage that was in that driveway.
Beautiful house.
You know, and that, so he was telling the guy that was an old house there, and the sewer's over here, this is over there, and the guy just kind of like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
It totally blew his mind that there was an old house there.
I mean,
I was just looking at the picture up there, there was a picture up there.
I don't know what kind of shape any of these photos are in. They probably ought to have cataloged and everything else.
Where are these
curtains?
I think they're over in the school somewhere, right?
The old gym closet back in the
back. So let's go dig them all.
No, they're organized. I mean, say Sally, if you more than anybody can probably get Nancy to open the door because I've been asking for a couple of years.
I got it. I got it.
She won't do it.
Well, she seems reluctant for one reason or another. She's just
hiding in there.
She cares for him, I guess.
She does. She's very, very into the historical stuff.
But
she
if I show her where I can put them over here somewhere,
she did let me in years ago, but it was kind of like, okay, hurry up, get it.
Where is this, Nancy?
I believe it's behind the stage. When we were kids, all the gym stuff was in there. I don't know what's in there.
The other one, like Carrie Matamore, she grew up down here with the big barn where Badness is. She's there. Born and raised there.
I mean, it's just something
and
that you guys
there's a lot of them around.
More often you're going to have meetings. You're probably starting from scratch with a pile of stuff, basically.
Right.
And maybe if you
go
into
a meeting
by
a
year or, you know, time period.
Well, if I'm going to get on a committee, I want to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in here to okay, goodbye, see you next week.
No, I don't plan on that.
We're either going to do things or.
Right.
We'll see you in 6 years like they did before.
Congrats. Okay, well, I love this idea that you might be the link to Nancy.
To what?
To Nancy Bashika opening
the
Magic
Closet. Okay, I'll call her tomorrow.
So do you want to, yeah.
I will.
And see if, and then maybe we can, because I just recently went through a thing of getting a bunch of photos digitized. So maybe if it's from the standpoint of, yes, these should be protected, but they're not going to be protected if they're not...
I don't know what size photos and stuff she has. I mean,
there's an app on your phone you can... It's called Restore.
Remaster.
You take a picture of the photograph, and it'll come out better than what you're taking. She's done it.
Oh, like it really? Edits it.
Last time it was organized at all, I think Tony Caniglio was messing around with it probably 30 years ago.
So why don't you come on with us and work with us with it?
She could take Marty's, but she could
do it one time.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're here anyway.
It's been a while.
I don't know how many, I mean, does she have like big framed pictures or just small?
I don't really know.
I don't know what she has.
She put me in there because I was just researching my house and I was looking for certain material on that.
I will talk to Miss Nancy and see if we can't get some of that.
All right, so I move that Sally be in charge of getting the photos and then I will help you.
Oh, sure.
I will help you with like getting them digitized.
Okay. The fire department.
I know there's a lot of cool stuff out there. I was finding stuff just online.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What?
I was finding stuff just online. If you Google Stanford, Vermont postcards, all kinds of old stuff pops up.
Yeah.
Well, there are cemeteries around that we don't even know they're here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do.
We know where all the cemeteries are.
Well, what about the one in the turbines? There was a cemetery up there that was in question.
Where was that? Up near Dolly's?
Up near where they were going to put
the
turbine?
Oh, that was the Morrissey Cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, that was up near Lazinski's.
Wasn't that like a refined?
We got the Lee.
And then we got the Lee Lodge. You got another small one up behind Bruce Belial.
Yep.
And you got a little one over there near Dolly's. And then you have...
Irving Call brought me all of them at one time.
I think we have a little notes on all of them.
Do you have that down in a list or somewhere?
Yeah, they're all in this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so Sally, this is going to be a bringing
What are you doing? What are you doing in 1847?
I'll get it all together.
Yeah. Or just ask her if there's a time that she would feel comfortable.
She will. She might trust me.
Okay. And then if she doesn't want them to
Sally, I'll go with you.
If she doesn't want them to leave the premises, right, then maybe we could go and sort of catalog it and then we could explain to her what it will be involved in digitizing.
I have some extra empty file cabinets over there.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you could use it to just
organize.
Yeah, this cabinet here is really like...
Did you just have to send them to Wayne to get them digitized?
I'll ask
a friend that did them.
I'll see what we can... I gotta get all...
I don't want to send them away. The sending them away thing is
you never know.
No. You know what? All those like legacy box things, what they do, and I found this out from my friend who ended up doing it for me in their house because they're photographers and videographers. But what those legacy box things do is they ship them off to like Bangladesh where they pay people a half a cent a day
do
it. And the horror stories of people sending their entire family photos to one of those places and then not getting them back. So she's justified in feeling protected.
Oh, no. I think if they're just pictures.
But I have a friend in North Adams who does it. So we can maybe go that route.
You could start by taking a select handful, like I said. And
we
got to
get them from Nancy first.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
That's probably the hardest step.
You're absolutely right. Let me see what I can do with that one.
I like Kurt's idea of like utilizing the web page, so getting in the modern era, and but putting the old pictures up and doing a contest, like, do you know where
it is? Right, and not only that, a lot of these people have old pictures at home, and they don't know what they want to do with them, and the kids don't want them, and it's like,
you probably do.
They don't.
They're very valuable because they go back 100 years.
Right, and send them to us, you know, because as I say, there's some file cabinets
that
we can put in there.
We ask.
Well, the Stanford Fire Department just put out that thing that had tons of different pictures of when they used to have the down
bazaars?
Here, bazaars and all that.
I know, I made a lot of money then.
It's one of the most important things about the historical society that I've been pushing for a long time is, I think,
because she's been on the historical environment. She's the only one who's been keeping track of it.
Yes.
Nobody's been keeping track of it.
Look,
right,
Sally?
Carol Ethier and her have been doing it.
Okay, we got to, what's that, Kurt?
I
I said the thing about doing the history stuff.
Wait till we get through. One at a time. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time. Let's, yeah, one, let alone two.
Kurt, I think you'd be better off if you were over here.
Another thing that this is reminding me of, and that is in line with what you were saying about like these.
And what was the old one? Do you have the old one?
Yeah.
What about like before?
That's up on Porter Road.
You have the before?
Really?
No.
She just took the picture.
So
that's really automatic way to digitize stuff.
We have to look to see what Nancy and Carol have in their, and I say Nancy's very upset.
Doesn't she have a book here?
I thought Nancy had a book out there. Just,
no.
No, I have one.
Also, she's got a good phone.
No, I have one. Look at the pictures.
You have to have a good
one. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. She used to have some kind of book out there.
Advanced intelligence. I have it. So it edits it for you.
You probably got most of the old stuff anyways.
Terry Lattimore
might have it. Guess what? I don't bring any glasses. Who's that? Where was that?
Okay.
Huh? That's a Partridge.
Came right. Carefully at it.
Where the hell was it?
Or is that your old house?
Mark Christopher Fellini's house.
Oh, look, it is a store.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
can I see?
No,
you can't.
I don't remember the little piece on the front. But
wow. Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah,
the store.
40s
or 50s.
Is that a gas pump?
Yeah. We had gas pumps. What do you think?
I remember when it was a store. I still got a couple of things I bought from that store.
Really?
I had oil lamp and some other things.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I used to go in there.
Yeah. I have to tell you the story when I first got my driver's license. Of course, I lived right across the street.
When you were a kid, right there.
Oh, it was a big deal for me to go from there to the store. Can I take the car down to the store to get the paper? Yeah, but you come right back. I could have walked down there faster.
That's not a good idea.
But I don't remember the thing in the front. But
Kurt and the kids had to walk out the road.
That was in front of Bill, that film?
That's Mark Christopher.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Oh, I know. That road was just like this.
Like an Indian.
The other one that would be good about that?
They had no idea how crazy this road was. Going down the bluff road and around the corner.
In the early 60s when they...
This is what we should get, is if we could get a picture right from the state line all the way up before the new road went in. Yeah. I think the new road went in the 70s, maybe? Early 60s, okay. Yeah. Well, I know I was out a couple of years, but I came back in 64.
Wow. Wow. Is that where that light brings us now?
Yeah.
But if we could. Wow. So if we have any pictures, I say bring them along and... Well, I'm going to do the pictures to hell with mine. Yeah, I'm not going down there with the bugs.
another thing, just in terms of like the history of people in town, is that.
What's that?
Victoria.
Yeah.
Victoria's house is.
Who was that?
Is that I've seen.
The church.
Grange.
Her house is
the
big.
The Grange.
No, it doesn't look.
That was the biggest mistake this town made, and I'm sorry. Sold that Grange.
Kurt, you had a picture
What land?
The blood house.
The Grange.
Biggest
mistake we ever made.
Yeah. The other thing that I was thinking that I read an article about this
there's
where
no tree there then.
They had a day in the library where instead of taking out a book,
you know, big one
you went
in
and interviewed a person.
I never saw such a big one.
And I feel like that might be a really nice thing to involve the school kids with.
Yeah, but
having people who like you, like Sheila, to be able to basically be interviewed. And
but didn't you see, wasn't it just a few years ago? This is what Pat Sullivan did.
Oh.
This is the one that blew my mind, because I didn't think the picture of it existed.
You know who did that? Gina
Zoll.
That's up in the room.
Is it still there, Kurt?
Deck
no,
Whitney,
no.
Old Mrs.
That's,
Robillard.
What year is that? Are you going to get us some of these old pictures?
And they gave the tape to the library.
Well, we can
always. This place, and they never found it.
No, that's sad.
What's that, Sheila? I'm sorry.
Gina and Betty Badnick interviewed like Teddy Robillard's mother, Deck Whitney, and some old Carl Dolley, and they gave the tape to the library, and it got lost somewhere.
Yeah.
See, that's something like that. Even a tape can degrade over time. So something like that should get written into a transcript.
So your first
Well, what happened to all of that? Laurie,
your first history lesson.
Wait a minute. Laurie, do you know whatever happened to all of that that Pat Sullivan did? When she interviewed everybody, she interviewed Pat Rondo, she was interviewing everybody all the time.
Did you
see
that, like Stanford Gazette or whatever?
It was like 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know how long
it's been. Are there copies of those somewhere?
I don't know that. Nancy might know.
All right, let's ask Nancy.
I was going to say, one of your first history lessons could be, not that the old timers need it, but to read Marion Lawrence's book that's in the library.
I'm in her book. She wrote about me in her book.
Call of Vermont, Stanford.
She did.
And it's mostly about Stanford.
It should be in the library, should it not?
It is, I believe.
Who's the author? Marion?
Marion Lawrence.
Marion Lawrence.
I'm not buying that thing.
Mark's.
Stan's grandma.
Mark's great. Mark's great grandma.
Vermont, Stanford. Early Vermont, Stanford.
But she was a teacher. She was a teacher here at the school.
Yeah.
And a historian. Her archive up. Whoever got Marion's like photo collection? Where's that?
I don't know. I'd say
Mary. I know that.
Well, she wouldn't know the blood.
Ellie had it, so it would be probably Alden, but I think Alden gave stuff to his daughter.
I don't know.
Because I asked him what happened to the old spinning wheel that was on the farm, and he said he gave it to his daughter.
Because I've seen enough pictures that she took of old houses that it leads me to believe she had some kind of catalog of old houses.
Well, she's got, I don't know what the name of the book was that she wrote.
Well, she's got the blood story.
Yeah, but there was one with the book with some old homes and stuff.
What was the name of the book that she wrote?
Early Vermont Sampler. It's a little red book.
Yeah.
It's real easy to read. It's short stories about different things.
I believe I was president of the auxiliary fire department at the time, I believe. Oh my gosh, put my name in the book.
She starts, the book basically starts off how she explains that her beautiful dairy farm was now a golf course.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she was really nice. She's a good teacher. She was here many years.
Yep. Yeah, she's been here for a long time.
Talking about Marion?
Yep.
I never knew her. My brothers had her, but I never.
Stanley and all of the boys of the family had her. And about two or three pages into the book, she'd be. And then they're all like, okay, what are we going to do?
Well, my thing, like where I'm living, that was my old school teacher. I mean, she lived there, Karen.
Doris. Yeah, I mowed her lawn.
Yeah, she was my third and fourth grade teacher.
I used to mow that lawn for $15.
Really? Where, can you do it again?
I had soapy jangles. I used to push my mower into her. I mowed soapy.
Wasn't he the coolest guy?
That lawn, and
I wonder what we can find for soapy. He was the coolest guy.
He had a nice
His job was, I don't know what the hell he was. He was old now. And he would come down every day when the bus was here, and he would follow that bus around for the kids, you know. And
constable.
If he was a constable, he did it for nothing, too. He just did it because he wanted to. It gave him something to do. And this is how we operated with the bus.
He was essentially like surrogate grandfather. I was actually closer to him than my regular grandfather. So my dad went up there all the time.
Oh yeah.
He used to give me money and.
I know when I first started buses, her husband was on the town or not the town, bus. The state plowing and stuff. And I get this whistle down from the truck saying, okay, you can keep going straight, because I had to go all the way into Reedsboro with the bus. But then I've had other times where I get the lights flashing at me, and I'm like, okay. I stop, and he goes, no further. Start. Right there. Park it.
He's got some stories of, you know, how he went about his patrols, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yes.
He'd always make sure he got down to the state line and had it plowed for people coming through.
He was an excellent plower.
Just because of just kind of paying attention, doing not extra, but just paying attention to your job. And just doing it because you cared.
If it wasn't for him, I'd
What about, what's his name near Whitney up there next door to me there, Kerpios? I was telling the kids the other day, he worked for the state. Mm-hmm. We used to go and we'd stay right here, wait at the church. Wait for him to come home, and we hook our sleds on the back of the truck. Oh my God, don't do that today, Jesus!
We gotta ride up on the plane.
One of the reasons
we slide down and give it a ride up. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah.
one of the reasons I used to go with Urban Call, I held the thumb end of the stick for a lot of the maps that he drew as a surveyor.
Yeah.
I was the kid holding the other end of the stick.
There you go.
And he would go home and draw them all, but I would go with him mostly because he was going to give me $10 and he let me drive the car.
Well, that was a big deal. I know.
I'm 9, 10 years old driving the car. You're right.
Okay, let's go. You know, right. Oh, we can't do any of that stuff now. We gotta be so careful.
Yeah,
he would do crazy stuff. He'd fill his little Chevy car with gravel and rocks. And
I had a little. I was 15, and I started driving from up on the lane down to Belmont just to get a gallon of milk for the three kids and myself, because Stan was at work. And Paul kept right up through behind me.
Well,
Sheila, what are you doing? I said, I had to get milk.
Urban would hire us to put out the flags in the cemetery, and as we got a little older, we did little stone walls with them and stuff like that.
That was when we had fun.
Yeah.
We had
fun. Yeah, it was
simple stuff.
There's no fun today. It's all you didn't agree with me, and now I'm mad at you. You either agree with me or else.
Well, we've let politics take over too much of our life.
They have, absolutely.
Politics is probably 10% of our life. Everything else is just.
I would almost think it's 90 now to some of them.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just.
Well, that's why I don't really watch TV anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't.
How do you get the truth? You get opposite stories.
Oh, come on. You know, that one's telling the truth. That one over there is lying.
It's too much. It's overload of information.
I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I like to have fun in life.
So we're going to. You're going to talk to.
Who? Oh, Nancy.
Nancy Bashir. Right? So right. Sally's,
I'll get a hold of Nancy.
I hope Lisa's taking notes.
She is.
I thought you were.
No.
I've been watching you.
I'm the clerk. I'm just doing it for my own personal use.
I don't want to be the clerk of two boards.
Well, we do have it on there, at least.
Nah.
And what we can do is when
you can do it a clerk. She's a clerk on one of the other boards. You're writing it all down there. I nominate Sheila to write the minutes.
Oh,
there,
God.
There. That's the end of that. How's that? How can I help you?
That's great.
Okay.
That.
Just right there.
That'll be that. Then you were going to look at something too.
I would like to look at the knotweed question, how to control it, what it is, because I think some people don't even know what it is. How to control it, with hopefully environmentally friendly moves. Also, I would like to be able to put out information about the, I will research and organize information about the emerald ash borer. Because there are ways to deter them. There's also some thought, if a tree has been invaded, you're supposed to cut it off at a certain height.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Mass and cutting them right down. But ash is probably 15% of the forest around here. 15% of the forest is ash, and probably going to lose it all that's over a certain age. The saplings and stuff might make it up.
Right, so there's some thought that if a tree is really badly infested that you should just cut it down now.
Don't they burn them also?
Mass tried a biological experiment.
Yeah, did that
really
work?
Really close by to here. I never heard any results on it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's successful, but it's essentially introducing a moth.
Oh, right.
What is the name of this?
Will kill the larva.
The emerald ash borer. Oh. It's a sort of bright green beetle that's now present here that's killing the ash trees.
But if you cut it down.
You also have the Asian longhorn beetle.
And where exactly is that tree that you're talking
about?
Where are you noticing
it?
I read some article about how they're trying, I guess maybe it was this biological thing, by they inject at various points around the trunk of the tree, they inject something that supposedly was supposed to kill them. But
I think National Forest is doing that this year.
I read an article about it. So, also just for people to be aware, because I think, part of controlling anything is for people to notice, because I saw it and, my first thought was, look at that pretty green beetle. Like I said, I was like, oh my God, that's it, that, but so to have the awareness, what is Japanese? What does it look like in my yard? What does the poison parsnip look like in my yard? How should I deal with that? I would like to be able to kind of put together sort of informational.
That would be very nice.
Field guide.
Local invasives. Yeah.
Local invasives.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good idea.
And right. You know, eating aliens, like drink the knotweed. Like yeah. Maybe we can figure out some.
Try one of them bugs. I mean, that would taste.
Yeah, I doubt that.
They're hard to find, but what you can see on the ash tree is looks like someone drilled a little hole into
exactly.
The ash tree. And they get in there and they go right into the core of wood and they just eat their way straight up.
Yep.
Yeah,
doesn't the state put out bags once in a while to some of these trees?
They were trying different various things.
To catch different
yeah.
Bugs and you'll see them hanging in the trees because the state puts those
forget,
out.
That was a few years ago. Right. Right.
Well, they don't do them anymore.
That was just to monitor them, I think, so we could figure out if we had them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're like counting. It's like a trap for counting.
Yeah.
An estimate on how many might be in the area. They trap them in there and they do a count and do some kind of crazy math equation and it tells them how many they think are around.
They're not saying much about that one that we used to go up in the trees there and ate all the trees. Remember that?
Did you the tiny caterpillars?
Yeah.
They're
not saying much about that.
There's usually an outbreak of those probably every 20 years.
Yeah, it's like cycles.
It was quite a while back.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is if you cut it down because it has an emerald ash borer. They're still going to be alive. They're still going to.
Yeah, that's a great
don't
question.
I think they burn them.
That's a great
them.
Question.
I could be wrong.
They burn them. I think, you know.
Burn.
I think they do.
I mean, if the tree's going to die anyway, I think. Don't quote me on this because I am absolutely not an expert and I will research it, but I think some of the thinking was that if it invades the tree, I mean, it's kind of like if mice get in your walls and then they have this place to breed and start a colony. Then there's more of them, and then they spread to the other trees. So don't quote me on it, but I will look into it.
Kind of like starving them to death. You
starving them
the
to death.
Down.
You cut the tree down.
Well,
yeah.
You keep burning
so
them.
Ash is great firewood.
Oh, yeah.
Makes awesome firewood.
You can't cross state lines either, right?
Good split.
Wood can't.
Split's good.
That's right. Wood's not supposed to cross state lines.
And that's why.
No, not anymore.
I think that's because of this.
Okay, so we covered history.
Water, Lisa.
We covered history. We covered invasives.
Okay.
We also talked about this map situation, which how you there are other maps that the because we're thinking we need better town maps that show the roads better, but also maybe show the waterways better, which could be a helpful accompaniment to talking about things like knotweed. Like, hey, if you when's the last time you hiked back in your 10-acre lot where you have a river. Do you know if you have knotweed back there? I mean, you know, just that kind of thing. Encourage people to look around and open their eyes. Might be.
But how are we communicating with the public?
I don't know. Maybe can we have a little corner on the town website? Conservation Corner. Brought to you by
you talk to Miss
well,
Lark.
You have a place to point for
she says
minutes.
No.
Well, no, don't. It's slumboard. I do the work, but it's total select
okay.
Board decision.
So we asked the select board if
there
we can
is,
do that.
There is a place on conservation.
For minutes and stuff like that, yeah.
For boards.
Just for minutes and stuff. Not
okay.
For something interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for something interesting.
not for something somebody's making.
All the complaints over here and all the fighting, we got to get that on. That's the top.
We don't utilize our website.
This is the story. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
History. Right?
Just the facts, ma'am. Just
we're coming
facts.
Out with history.
No, we're just, you know, gonna work our way along. We can't do everything.
If we can put some interesting stuff on the website, I think our town would use it more.
They probably
for everything they see everything else about well, voting
wanna,
and right. Whatever else. They see
well, we want to show them that we're really
yeah, but
trying
how do we do that without burning you?
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I think you guys should start with the two things you said, the history stuff, and then definitely like get that information out.
Yeah.
I would view the map thing as more like a long-term type project to talk about as time goes by.
Yeah, we can't do everything.
That's the second thing.
We gotta get. We gotta find out if Mr. Marty wants to continue to be with us.
Local.
And then we need to get a hold of Nancy. I want to get a hold of Nancy and get all the pictures that we have. Find a place maybe over here on this side, or I don't know, maybe, you know, I'm just, can I say this, like maybe things are changing over there, so maybe they will give us our own spot on that side of the street, I don't know that.
You can approach, I mean, one thing, I mean, it's a little gone by now, but if it was organized more through the summer, maybe, I mean, it's like to wait till next summer, but the summer would make more sense where maybe you could get a little space over there in one of the classrooms just to lay everything out, right?
And right. See well, I want to see what's here. I have no
categorize
idea.
Categorize it.
Because I know Nancy and Carol, you know, they saved a lot of it, and yeah. I don't know what they have, but I'll talk to her. Mm-hmm.
They had some, I mean, I was just researching my house. They had some interesting stuff just on the old Morrissey family, mm-hmm. photos and obituaries and stuff mm-hmm. of that yeah. nature. And that was just one family yep. that I researched out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's on Mima's books. I can.
I still want to know how and where the Lee lot came from. Because we do take care of it. I mean, and yeah. mow it twice a year. And when you go up there, and I don't mean to point, but when you go up there, all of those monuments are headed, they're headed west. They're not on the side. All the engraving is all on the back, to me, the back side of them. Why are all those monuments headed
facing
that way?
The other way?
The
yeah, they're all
the
there. There has to be, but everybody I asked, nobody knows about it. So it would be a good thing to find out how and where this all was, because we do take care of it.
I'm sure if we still had some of the old timers here, they could. Earl Jepson used to work on the farm, the yep. Sheriff Farm. He used to come up and talk to me, tell me where the sheep pen was,
oh, yeah.
where the mill was.
Maybe Laurie's father could tell us. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So if you talk to somebody like that, you
that's
know what I mean?
This is what I tell people all the time. You have to talk to all the old folks. You might not want to, but let me tell you, when they're gone, all that history
gone.
Is gone.
That's
and you're never going to get
that's
it.
That's right. Well, and those stories just die.
That's right. And they could sit there and tell you stories all the time because they're proud of the where they, you know, they came from and where they
right.
lived and what they did. And so, I mean, that's why going back to Pat Sullivan, she did. She went around and interviewed everybody that she could get a hold of. The old folks.
You take a 90-year-old person, and his grandparents are here, they can cover about 150 years worth of history.
Exactly.
But once they die,
they're
if
gone.
They don't pass that on, you just lost 150 years.
That's right.
Of
and
the
this is right. Because I remember she did do a big, she had a big thing with Dan Rondo. Danny Rondo and Pat. I mean, what's Dan? How old's Danny now?
Oh, God.
90?
Yeah,
he's got to be old.
Well, I know,
do you
yeah.
think, I mean,
he's a little over the 90.
Should
his
I,
sister is
I
just 90,
be going
I
to
think.
Reach out to Pat and see if he still has any
why
of
don't
them?
You
I will
ask her about that?
I will do that.
Because she
might have copies of the stuff that was
she
lost.
Probably does. Because okay. of she, well, she did me, I know, well, she tried to do me, but I didn't want my picture taken, all that other bar. But I know she did, I think she did Terry Matamore, she did Rondo's, she did.
All right, I think she's got that in her.
If you, yeah, if you can get
I'll get in touch with her.
Get in touch with her, she would
Danny Rondo, he told me stories, we were hunting the same place, about all the land they owned in Stanford. We should have not got rid of any of that land. We owned a lot of land in Stanford.
That, oh, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Lawrence's
and
did
somebody
too.
Like Danny's probably the, one of the last people around here that could tell you that where all the old farms and where
and he will
came.
Tell you.
Yeah.
He will tell you where yeah. they are.
Because he yep. told me stories.
Oh, yeah. And I can't think of anybody else, you know,
well,
that's
Wally
Dolby's
still alive.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're, yeah, I know
Wally
about
isn't
Wally.
Where he can talk much.
I don't think
yeah.
he's too with it.
Yeah, he's not with it.
But you got Wally, but I don't know of any of the other.
I don't
actually,
know.
I think Danny's probably
about,
the oldest one we have.
Carl Dolby?
Yeah.
Carl might. Oh, Carl might have a lot of Carl might have a lot of history.
Because so, he was close to all the people.
Yeah. Well, he's still got his mother's house or whoever's house across the way.
Yeah.
They won't tear it down. They won't do anything with it. So yeah, there's a little history there too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
Carl.
Carl Dolly.
Oh.
I can talk to Carl surely.
Yeah.
He's got his mother's house.
And find out who owned the house across the street that nobody's in. Hasn't been
well,
in there.
Well, there used
years.
To be another Dolly. Was it Carl? I think he was named after.
Oh no, it was Billy Dolly. Billy Dolly owned the house, and then he kept his mother and father's house. And he wouldn't rent it, he didn't sell it, but it's been sold since he died.
This isn't the same house we're talking about. I know you're talking about Billy Dolly, he's down further.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the one we're talking about. We're talking about the one that's across the street from Carl.
Yeah,
oh,
there's like a little
Uncle
shack.
Uncle Carl.
Yeah.
Well, it was a house.
Well, it was
Uncle Carl's house.
Yeah,
and I'm just...
I always thought his brother was there, so I didn't know his name right now.
The house is...
No. No,
it's a little,
nobody's
little
lived there as long as I know.
Didn't
no, I don't know who it is.
Carl owns it.
It's the first house on the left that you cross the line.
Yeah. I thought Carl it was gone. That's why I questioned.
It looks like a pretty old building.
Well, it's old. Well, yeah, because Carl has a log cabin across the street.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And Billy Dolly that you're talking about is down, way down
further.
Yeah,
third, he is.
Way down
on West Road. Would it be in Mass?
Yes, he's on
where the tar is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So have we done this reorganization of the board in the official way that we're supposed to?
What's that?
Have we done this reorganization? I'm just.
Oh, I don't think we have. I think we probably better get back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how did we get over here? How did we get over here?
This is my dog's sick, and I haven't had dinner.
I think this was a good meeting.
Thought we did. I thought we said we'd leave it the way.
But don't we have to
vote? Yeah.
Don't we have to make the motion and all that?
You should reorganize.
Okay, let's try to reorganize correctly.
I would, as chairman up before, I would like to.
I make a motion for Sheila Lawrence to be chair.
I second.
Okay. Yes.
That's the first one. What else do we have?
We need a vice chair, which was Dave Madam, or Dave Zelda, I mean,
we don't, he's
but
not here.
Could come today.
Does he want to stay on?
He said he did.
Should we just table that until next week?
Can we just do it in episode 2?
Oh, yeah, he's really
good. Can't we just vote for him?
But that's what you do when you're not here to get voted in. So we'll just vote in Dave as the assistant.
Dave as vice chair.
Second.
If you don't want him, you'll call us next time.
Aye. Okay.
And so next,
David.
I nominate Sheila a clerk. Clerk.
Say the right Sheila there, honey.
I know.
Sheila will be clerk.
I nominate Sheila Pecor.
I second.
Clerk. All in favor?
Aye.
Should do it. Sometimes I'll have to have you to repeat because my hearing is not that good.
Well, we have the recording, so there's also
you.
That.
Thank you.
Hearing and listening are two different things.
That is true.
Okay, we heard all the visitors.
What else do we have?
We discussed the future topics.
Are we done?
I think we are.
Already? Well, we've got a lot
just
to
about
do.
Everything.
I think
because
we
have visitors going with us on
I
it.
I think you guys get a good platform going on.
We talked. Did we talk a good story or what?
Yeah. I think we have. I think we have some actionable things that we identified.
So I think when's our next meeting? We're going to give you all a month to come up with something.
One a week, right?
No.
Well, what do you ladies want to do? I personally would like it every other month, but what would you ladies like?
Well, I think
August is really hard for me because I have an intense residency.
Okay.
Sally, we don't want Mondays either.
Oh no! Look, do we not have to do Mondays?
I don't want 7 either.
No, I don't want 7, and I don't want Monday. So what else?
So what other day?
We can do Tuesday.
What about Tuesday?
Tuesday's not good for me.
Wednesday's
good
Wednesday,
for me.
Wednesday.
Any day.
Okay, so are we going past August or are we going in August?
Well, we could always say once a month and then whichever, maybe everyone can't make it. Like if she can't make it in August, we could still all meet. And then whoever's here is here.
Right. So you want to do August.
We could even plan it for once a month and then send an email around. And if we're not going to have a quorum, just not meet. So
and if Mara didn't get her homework done like she should by next month, then
my homework,
we're driving her up to our house.
my homework will be ready September.
Okay.
So
let's go to the beginning of September.
Can we do the 18th
of what?
Because I have a family reunion on the 11th.
You tell me. What's convenient for you?
What about the 18th? Does that work
of
for everybody?
August?
Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Of September. Yes, that's works
for
me.
How do you guys feel about if we start in August, just so we can start, even if you can grab the pictures?
Let's do an August one.
I don't mean let's do one.
No, that's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
We're back to where we are.
Let's do one in August. What are we going to do, the second or the third Tuesday of the month? What are we planning?
I like to go
Wednesdays.
Back down to the 21st.
Wednesday.
Like the third, one, two, three. Third or fourth would be the 21st of August.
It's on a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
21st of August, will that work for you?
It won't work for me, but go ahead.
Right, I'm thinking.
That okay, ladies?
You got
I'm just
the
thinking, Sheila,
the 17th.
That maybe we want to make it the same week as the Planning Commission in case that's a week someone goes away, since you, me, and Dave are all on the Planning Commission. If we'd make it the same week as the Planning Commission, we're not staggering weeks. We can get it all done in 1 week. And in case someone goes away for the
But
week.
Then, it depends on when the Planning Board is going to have their meeting.
On Monday.
It's kind of rough to have it one day that one, the next day that one.
You think it's too much for two in a week?
Yeah, because I'm off on things, and I know Dave is off on things, and I know probably you guys would have something.
I'm going to Canada the beginning of September. I don't know if I'll make it back if I don't care.
All right, I just thought we got it over with. You know what I mean? And then the rest of the month, your calendar's clear.
Well, let's just get it this time right now where we're going.
Sure.
Well, we can try that.
And then when we come in for the August 21st, then we'll make the schedule for the next one.
Great.
So every time we come in, we'll make a schedule for the next one.
Right.
That way we got everybody's rules and regulation, what they need.
Planning on the third Wednesday of every month?
Unless there's some amazing
Let's hit the August 21st first. And then we'll go from there. Well, everyone should have kind of what they wanted. Times and what they're doing.
Right, I like to have it. Right.
At 7?
No.
The 21st.
Too late.
7 o'clock.
Can we make it earlier?
Yeah, why? I'd like 6.
Why?
Six.
How earlier?
How about 6?
7 o'clock is ridiculous.
In the winter, it's going to be like
that. Right, 6 o'clock or 6:30. What do you do? What are you
doing? I'm outvoted, so I tell the
fighting woman. Well, explain to me. Tell
me. I make a motion that we have the meetings at 6 o'clock on whichever Wednesday. Right. We can figure out.
Explain to me. Okay, we're gonna vote on it. Us three are voting for it. Explain to me if you have a problem that why you can't make it at 6:30. Let us hear, and then maybe we can check.
Because I'm a late person.
I would like to.
Because why?
I'm a late person.
You're a late person. You play cribbage till 1 o'clock
in
the morning.
I'm a late person.
You're a night owl.
Yeah, I like my 7, but if Apple 6:30.
Okay, if you want
6:30.
I can make
6:30
it.
6:30 is a
compromise. Of course, I know you can.
I like that. Let's do 6:30.
6:30.
It's a compromise.
I'll be here whatever time.
Because that's what
time.
We do. We compromise.
Look at us go.
Whatever time.
So 6:30.
So 6:30.
August 21st at 6:30.
The third Wednesday.
Maybe we can take it that time?
We're going to have a monthly one. We'll do it.
I don't care. I'll be here.
I mean, is that too much once a month?
All right, I'm
hungry. Lori will let us know if we can or can't make it happen that day.
You're not going to get a tenant.
It's okay.
That's fine. All these women.
As long as we have a schedule. To see. Hey, I have a commitment in September on Mondays and Thursdays.
So do I. Okay,
so Wednesday works.
So Wednesday's perfect. I won't be at your meetings anymore. I bet you guys will be all happy.
All right.
I won't be either because I have the same commitment.
I got to go play cards. I'm
all right,
sorry.
So we're good? I make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor?
Look at us go.
Okay.
Now look what we got.
Gotta shut
and
that
you got home. What did you get for home?